Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Online. And the United States wants to know how it's happening.
The Justice Department is investigating the leak of a lot of U.S. intelligence documents on Russia's war in Ukraine, those documents ending up online.
In some cases, the information posted online had been altered from what we think would be the original source.
National Security spokesman John Kirby said, so far, no one has any idea where the leaks are coming from. President Biden has been briefed. I'm John Schaefer.
Louisiana State Representative Jeremy Lacombe has become the latest lawmaker to announce his departure from the Democrat Party. Yesterday, Lacombe, who represents the 18th District, said he is joining the Republican Party. His decision comes shortly after another Democrat in the state, Representative Francis Thompson, also switched parties to become a Republican, giving the GOP a supermajority in the state House. Lacombe's decision did not come with an explanation on why he switched parties. The United States and Philippines militaries launched their largest ever joint exercises this morning, a day after Chinese forces finished drills around Taiwan. More than 17,600 military people are taking part in the scheduled annual bilateral exercise that runs for over 2 weeks and will include live fire drills. The number of soldiers is twice the number that took part last year. President Biden has signed a bill ending the national COVID emergency.
The GOP-led resolution was opposed by most Democrats in the House, but the White House has said it would not veto the measure if it made it to Biden's desk. The White House wanted to wind down the national emergency on May 11th. The measure, however, gives states the go-ahead to start winding it down right now. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is officially National Pet Day. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Biden heads to Belfast in Northern Ireland today to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. Biden will arrive in Belfast at 4:20 p.m. Eastern this afternoon.
It's the first stop on a trip that will also include a visit to the Republic of Ireland, where he'll meet with Irish leaders and deliver remarks. The peace deal, brokered by the U.S., helped end decades of sectarian violence between pro-Ireland Catholics and pro-Britain Protestants. On Thursday, Biden is set to become the fourth U.S. president to address the Irish Parliament. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Cryptocurrency exchange FTX's failures are rooted in hubris, incompetence, and greed. The crypto exchange's new management team said in a report outlining scathing details about the lack of financial controls and record-keeping under founder Sam Bankman-Fried. A majority of Americans are against raising the retirement age like they're doing in France.
A poll from Data for Progress reported by Semaphore shows that 65% of American citizens are opposed to upping the age, which is being proposed by some Republicans to help shore up Social Security. Less than 10% of respondents in the poll said they support raising the retirement age. This issue has sparked protest violence elsewhere in the world, in France. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Today is International Louie Louie Day. France Prime, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. You know, we found out this week that President Joe Biden reluctantly signed a House bill immediately ending the COVID-19 national emergency, which was first enacted during the Trump administration in 2020. And initially he had said that wanted to look at maybe around May 11th that he would cancel the COVID-19 national emergency. And I've got to say that it was reluctant because what's happening is that I think there's just so much pressure on this whole, you know, national emergency that we went through because of COVID-19, and the pressure is mounting up because they cannot hold back the lies any longer. You know, we are starting to realize more and more the truth of what happened, and in the dark rooms and behind the scenes when it came to COVID-19. Now, War Room Daily Clout has put together a book called Pfizer Documents Analysis Reports, Find Out What Pfizer FDA Tried to Conceal. Dr. Naomi Wolf is with us. She wrote the foreword on this. She is the CEO of Daily Clout. Dr. Wolf, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Mr. Martinez, for having me.
Please call me Bill, Naomi, if you don't mind, please. Yeah. All right. I think we know each other enough to where, with all due respect, we can set aside formalities, because the main goal here is the truth. We want our audience to understand what you understand. I mean, this has taken a dedicated, concentrated effort by yourself and those on your staff and those associated with Daily Clout to do a deep dive, because these things that we need to know are the very things that the mainstream media, legacy media, it's their duty to do, but they're not doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I mean, every one of these reports, which document the greatest crime against humanity ever committed, I keep thinking, surely this is going to be front page news on the New York Times and the Washington Post. Surely now we're going to break through that wall of denial. But, I mean, for example, I just posted the latest report from this team of 3,500 medical and scientific experts who are working under our COO, Amy Kelly, in the War Room Daily Clout initiative to read these Pfizer documents released under court order that the FDA asked the court to keep hidden for 75 years. And this latest report shows that 9 people dropped dead of anaphylaxis just in the first 90 days after the rollout, and there were over 1,000 severe anaphylaxis reactions. And anaphylaxis, you know, for those who may not be aware, is shock. It's allergic shock that you can die from. And so there's anaphylaxis so severe in these documents, over 90 people, that they risked organ failure. And that's how kids who are like severely allergic to peanuts or, you know, other allergens can die by being exposed to something that triggers anaphylaxis. So this was, and we know what's causing it. This is just one of what are now 64 reports. There's polyethylene glycol, which is an allergen, a severe anaphylaxis-producing allergen. Everybody knows this, right? There are people who have been instructed never to go near polyethylene glycol because they'll go into shock.
Exactly.
Through exposure. And so this is coating every one of the lipid nanoparticles that are encasing the mRNA, and the lipid nanoparticles also, we've known for 10 years, go through every membrane in the human body. So for this and many reasons, I've concluded that this is a bioweapon, and I can tell you why I believe that. But, you know, just this one report shows that Pfizer knew that this caused shock. They knew why it caused shock. Eight out of 10 of the people who suffer from shock are women. You see this over and over in all of the reports. It's like a war against women, and as well as the reproductive, you know, issues or attack on human fertility that I can go into. So it's a mystery to me, apart from the millions of dollars that went from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the CARES Act to legacy media to promote, you know, to overcome, quote, vaccine hesitancy, why the legacy media isn't covering this huge story, but it is up to people like us. It is massive. Mm-hmm. They knew, and they did it anyway. And I believe that, you know, I believe that this injection was, well, everything in the Pfizer documents indicates that it was created to cause the kind of disability and death and infertility that we're seeing now.
Mm-hmm. I know that some people might consider this conspiratorial, but Naomi, it's clear there was an infrastructure that was already in place to get the results that this gave. This didn't happen by happenstance or accident. This was done on purpose. You say it's a bioweapon, but I believe that there are, you know, there are entities that are running our government. You know, we look at Joe Biden and we look at the FDA and all that. These aren't the deciders. There's somebody else. There is an infrastructure. You mentioned Bill Gates. There's others, the WHO. But I believe, and some are pointing, you know, to cartels, which are, you know, when people hear cartels, they always want to think south of the border. They don't realize the cartels are well engineered, and they have an infrastructure within the United States. I think when they showed a map, Fox showed a map of the cartels' penetration of the United States. And it was, I think there were only about 8 states that they didn't have some sophisticated program. And these cartels are all being controlled and run by, you know, very wealthy oligarchs, which are really, you know, when you think about it, and I've done a dive on this, they're more sophisticated than the mafia, but very much mafia-like.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I mean, you know a lot more about this than I do. And I don't doubt it. I mean, we're definitely moving into a time in which, and you see this in the, you know, everything about the pandemic response, right, including the manufacturing, distribution of the injections. The decisions are not being made by our elected representatives in a nation state, and that's happening, you know, in democracies across the world. The decisions are increasingly being made in complex and opaque agreements between nonprofits like Gavi or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and, you know, meta-national entities like the World Health Organization, which keeps trying to, you know, dissolve the sovereignty of the United States and other nation states, the World Economic Forum, and all of this in alignment with China. So what I've documented is that these Pfizer injections, and we just got a judge to, not our lawsuit, but we're communicating with their lawyers, a lawsuit has just released 24,000 Moderna documents starting in July. So maybe this is true of Moderna too, but certainly Pfizer is not a German company. My research has found that there's a memorandum of understanding between BioNTech, the Pfizer subsidiary that makes the injection, and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. And the SEC filing for BioNTech showed in 2021 100% tech transfer to China. It doesn't say a Chinese company, a Chinese individual. It says to China.
To China.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
And they've manufactured a billion doses, not for Chinese consumption, but to be exported. They've built, the CCP has built.
So what is that? What does that tell you? I'll let you think about that for just a moment. Going to break. More from Dr. Naomi Wolf after this. Stay with us.
G'day. I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
You're catching this. The War Room Daily Cloud Team of 3,500 medical experts helped rip the veneer off the myth that mRNA injections are safe and effective. Okay, the reports are based on information in the primary source Pfizer documents released under court order by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. No one has challenged the accuracy of what they report. And the author, founder, and CEO of Daily Clout is here to tell us more about it, Dr. Naomi Wolf. This is pretty incredible, Naomi, that we were able to get this information. And thank God for the team working hard to get this, because everything that has to do with the bureaucracy and the government is shielded. It's protected, and this is why they're able to get away with this stuff with impunity. They literally are killing people, and nobody's going to jail.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. I mean, we're wholly infiltrated, and people like Michael Singer, books like Unrestricted Warfare explain how the Chinese Communist Party for decades now, and I owe my husband, a former special operator, military intelligence guy, a lot in explaining this to me and showing me the primary source documents. But look at who mandated these injections, right? And this is why I think it's, the role of China is so important. Or look at who is mandated. It's our military. And now they're showing shocking levels of disability and death. Young, healthy adults. It's our first responders. It's our, you know, health staff. It's our young adults in college, the next generation, children mandated so they can go to school. So this, you know, this is a bioweapon. I mean, we haven't even gotten into some of the more hideous evidence in the Pfizer documents, like over 1,200 deaths just in the first 3 months. You know, the degradation of the testes, of even baby boys in utero through the lipid nanoparticles, the accumulation of lipid nanoparticles in ovaries, 20 different names in the Pfizer documents for ruining women's menstrual cycle. They knew it was going to cause infertility. The lipid nanoparticles compromising the placenta so that we're having a baby die-off now. There are a million missing newborns in Europe now. The focus of these disabilities and deaths and infertilities on the United States and Western Europe disproportionately. The fact that you can change the lethality of the injection to something as simple as storage and temperature, because it solidifies when it's warm. Mm. It creates clumps when it's warm, meaning in the body. Right. I mean, I could go on and on. Industrial strength levels of stroke, hemorrhages, blood clots, lung clots, neurological events, you know, Guillain-Barré, Bell's palsy. The point is, China manufactures it, China distributes it, China owns the IP. China built two distribution manufacturing sites in America in the last 2 years, one in Springfield, Mass., and one in Princeton, New Jersey. And so, of course, you know, as my husband says, they want our land, they want our natural resources, they want our energy, they don't want our population.
Exactly.
And this is absolutely typical of how China wages war for, you know, for centuries. They see a kinetic war as a failure. That is, shooting is a failure, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's much better if you can take out your enemy by look around us, you know, blowing up the food supply, compromising the water supply, discouraging the population, dividing the family, creating social divisions. And all of this is underway right now. We're under attack, and the injections are part of it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the American people need to understand, you and I talked about this before, this is a real war. I mean, we are at war right now, and people are going along and thinking, okay, well, and I get part of it. You know, you want to raise a family, you're trying to raise your kids, and meanwhile, you know, this stuff is happening, but this is what's allowed it to come to this point. And we're dangerously at the edge, Naomi, and, you know, this is all being driven in part by people who, first of all, you know, they're in a sense, part of their characteristic is their eugenics. They actually believe that there's too many people here on the planet anyway. I mean, they were saying it back when we were at about 3 billion. We're at 8 billion now, we reported last year. I mean, their heads got to be exploding. So, you know, all this stuff, you know, the death that happened, you know, 7 billion people, not 7 billion, but, you know, 7 million people dying is, you know, no big whoop for them, right?
Yes. No, I mean, exactly. Look, you know, these people, I know these people, right? I used to be a member of the global elite till 2021 when I was ejected for reporting accurately on menstrual disorder. orders, you know, the Quincy injection, they have no problem justifying something like this as, well, this, you know, we're all going to die if we don't dial down the population. You know, there will be no hope for anyone. This is a mercy. It's always, I swear to you, Bill, it is, we know what's best for them.
Yeah.
You know, the technocrats, the elites, you know, and I know these people, they think they're virtuous and they think everyone else is stupid. So, you know, we know what's best and they won't see it as genocide. They'll see it as, well, they'll see it as public health or, you know, good social policy, you know, maybe, and I can absolutely see someone like, you know, the People's Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or HHS who's implemented this, or the FDA, total criminals. They have every single one of these pages. You know, it says at the bottom, FDA confidential, of every one of these Pfizer documents, or many of them. They would see it as this is, yes, there are problems, but the benefits outweigh the cost because we, you know, it's subliminal, right? There is no... there's no Social Security. There's no money for Social Security. There's, you know, resources are tight. There's climate change. I can absolutely see not like affirmatively let's euthanize everyone, but, you know, we've seen at every step of the distribution process, oh, let's, you know, incentivize doctors to prescribe remdesivir and disincentivize them from, you know, or take away their life.
Exactly.
The early treatment, and remdesivir kills people. So those doctors are not thinking I'm a Nazi, even though they are acting like Nazis. They're simply going along with authority, and that's the pipeline that's built up. You know, that said, you know, China's role and Pfizer's role of simply debilitating our workforce, right? And this is why the work of Ed Dowd is so important, because he's shown that it's working age, employed, healthy people who are sustaining the highest levels of death and disabilities. And so this is to cripple our workforce. And it's happening, right? I mean, no one, I talk to small businesses, no one can find workers. They're killing our workforce. They're killing our productivity through these injections.
Well, and look what's happening now. You just had a report today that you got seniors going back to work. That, you know, a huge number percentage of people in their 70s have decided to go back to work. And guess what? The workplace is, you know, welcoming them with open arms because we don't have enough laborers right now. Well, you know, and there's been things along the way like abortion that's killed off an entire generation labor force. You know, 63 million plus people dead as a result of abortion. Well, you know, there's no, and all this, I mean, this is not happening by accident, to your point, Naomi. This is all by design. These people that are siloed and they're self-adjudicators of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they're the ones that have put themselves, they've elevated themselves in the position, you know, pretty much the same like Adolf Hitler or any other, you know, terrorist or totalitarian leader who comes in and says they know best. And the fact of the matter is when you say this, it's not like we haven't heard them. I mean, you've heard them make the statements that, you know, that's why they want to change the whole electoral process, because you've heard some of these Democrats just speak out loudly going, we can't trust people to vote correctly.
Right. No, exactly. They, you know, we know what's best for them. Exactly. And look, honestly, geopolitically, you know, the United States and Western Europe pose a problem for the World Economic Forum globalists who are behind this global lockdown, this crushing of global economies, this mandating and, you know, forced injections and tracking that's coming up, right? The digital currency, the you know, healthcare tracking. I just tried to do a VRBO rental and was horrified to see I had the option of uploading my vaccination status or was presented, you know, choose one, right?
Wow.
So this is all in play for a
consumer. So what happened to HEPA laws? HEPA laws are out the door now, right?
Well, they still exist, but I speak as a tech CEO that deals with digital data. The private sector, in alliance with, you know, the government and these same bad actors who brought us the lock force injections, are using
digital. Got it. Out of time. Thank you, Naomi Wolf.
When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA News Update. The United States and Philippines militaries launched their largest ever joint exercises this morning, a day after Chinese forces finished drills around Taiwan. More than 17,600 military people are taking part in the scheduled annual bilateral exercise that runs for over 2 weeks and will include live fire drills. The number of soldiers is twice the number that took part last year. A shooting at a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday morning has left at least five people dead and eight others injured, including two who are in critical condition. The Louisville Metro Police Department announced last night one of those wounded in the mass shooting at the Old National Bank, Dina Eckerd, had died. At least two officers were shot during the exchange, including 26-year-old Nicholas Wilt. Wilt underwent brain surgery after the shooting and is in critical but stable condition. He graduated from the police academy less than 2 weeks ago. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No doubt we're living in unprecedented times when you find Christian leaders renouncing their faith. Large numbers of believers are falling away. Is this the final apostasy prophesied by Jesus and Paul? In his new book, Dr. Michael Brown, he's here to talk to us about it. His new book, Why So Many Christians Have Left the Faith, this best-selling author confronts the problem of what we've identified as Christian deconstruction, with solid faith-building answers and honest responses to difficult questions. Dr. Michael Brown, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, great. Always good to be with you, Bill.
Well, clearly, we've got trouble here in River City, my friend.
Yeah, there's no denying that something has been going on. On the one hand, people dropping out of church in general and identifying as nuns, N-O-N-E-S, you know, no religious affiliation. Right. And then a lot of young people just not being interested in church. But then you're having Christian leaders that, as far as we knew, were genuine Christians, you know, worship leaders, pastors, seminary professors, saying they no longer believe. So something is going on. And we can just throw our hands up and say, well, it's all over. Jesus is coming any minute. This is the last apostasy. Or we could figure out what's going on and why and be able to have solid answers for those who are struggling.
Exactly. Well, the fact of the matter is that this is what the Bible talked about in wheats and tares, right? You're going to have both, growing in the same time until the real harvester comes and separates said wheats and tares. And there is a following. There's always been a falling away, because what happens, you know, sometimes just in our own humanity, we think we know better. But, you know, the brand, I come at it from a marketing standpoint, Michael, as you know, because of my marketing background, and I've been privileged to create three brands. I understand how powerful the brand is. The brand of Jesus Church has been compromised. And whenever you compromise the brand, we see it happening, you know, today in retail operations where businesses are falling away. And it's not just because of COVID. Some of it is just because they've shot themselves in the foot. I mean, you got Budweiser right now. You think for them embracing less than 2%, some say less than 1% of the culture, and they've abandoned the their brand qualities to accommodate less than 2%. You think they're not going to take a hit for that?
Yeah, they are misreading the room in that regard. By the way, a quick little anecdote. A friend of mine has a daughter in college. At Christian family, and she's part of this publication, part of a new team, and they were told on the first day you go around the room and introduce yourselves, give your name and preferred gender pronoun. Well, she doesn't believe in that. She's a female. That's that. You don't have to say I'm Sally. I identify as she. Or, you know, that's who she is. So anyway, she went and spoke with the professor, who was very respectful. And just said, it's against my Christian convictions. I'd like you to be inclusive and allow me not to to do that. Just pass me up on that. So he said, okay, I'm not going to make it required, so I'm going to make it optional. Well, all three new kids coming in declined to give their preferred gender pronouns, which woke him up to the reality that he thought that everybody wants this. Everybody believes in this. Everybody embraces this. But there's a whole chapter in the book called If Gay is Good, the Church is Bad. Mm. Because there's been this shift in perception, and there's so much solidarity with those who identify as gay or bisexual or transgender or queer. And young people in particular want to have a sense of solidarity, even if they don't agree with everything. You know, those kids have been rejected. They stand with the rejected. They stand with the outcast. Therefore, if gay is good, the church is bad. The God of the Bible is bad, and we're haters, and we're bigots, etc. So you factor that in. You add in what you mentioned about the brand being tainted, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you've got leadership scandals. You know, we had so many major leaders across denominations and groups in the church. So many failings, financial scandals, sexual scandals, other scandals. You had all this rolled in together. And it makes the church look bad. So obviously Jesus is perfect, and the Word is perfect, and the Gospel is perfect. But our imperfections muddy the waters. And this is one of a number of factors. So these are some of the different factors that have gone into causing people to fall away. And, yes, some of it, they weren't genuine converts in the first place. Mm-hmm. But others, there have been believers who've been wounded, hurt, confused, and often we don't give them a place to ask their questions or to come with their struggles. We get defensive instead. Whereas what we need to do is understand, okay, what's going on? Why are you struggling? Why have you left the faith? Why have you dropped out of church? And let's see if we can help them find their way back.
Well, the young kids especially, I mean, you see them when they're little kids, even when they're 2 years old. They figure this out. They're pretty insightful. I mean, it's amazing some of the questions and comments that young kids, even at these early ages, much less when they're in grade school and they no longer want to participate in these youth groups because they see the hollowness of it. They see the hypocrisy of it. They see, you know, the accommodation of sin. And this is the thing, one of the biggest problems I see, Michael, is that we've accommodated sin in the camp. And this is really people don't, especially the young people, you know, they're going, hey, this isn't for me. Because they get involved and then they end up getting wounded and, you know, they're sexually assaulted by youth leaders. I mean, what kind of mark does that leave on these young people for the rest of their lives?
Yeah, and obviously, in terms of, say, a youth pastor that preys on kids, you know, these are extremely rare situations, but tragically, they do happen. And for sure, the kids run into a lot of hypocrisy and shallowness, whereas they're looking for authenticity.
Exactly.
You know, each point you're making is basically a chapter in the book. One of the chapters and why so many Christians have left the faith, deals with the effects of a compromised gospel. Mm-hmm. And years of us preaching a message that Jesus is basically here to make you happy, that you can bypass the cross, and Jesus is just coming to the world to help you fulfill your dreams and make you into a bigger and better you. And then we see, you know, some celebrity professing faith in Jesus, and there's no change in their life. You know, they're just as immoral. They're still drinking, partying, living the same way, profane in their speech, but they talk about Jesus. They're like, yeah, that's cool. I want that same Jesus. Yeah. Well, he doesn't change you. He doesn't meet you in the time of need. He's not there to help in real crisis. He doesn't give you power to overcome sin because it's not the real Jesus. So when you're exposed to that, and that's the message you've heard for years, when shaking, testing comes, you're out because you've got no foundation. You've got no root.
Exactly. And Jesus was clear. He said just the opposite. He says, pick up your cross. Follow me. You're here to serve as his disciple, as his follower. It's not about, you know, all kinds of clicks on a social media platform and all this. And it's sad, you know, Michael, to your point, is that when these celebrities come up like this, there's no counter, you know, there's no counterforce or something calling them into check. Because one of the things that we're also warned quite clearly in the Bible is when somebody is a Christian or becomes a Christian, especially a new Christian, that you do not put them on a platform because they're still learning. They're still understanding. They're still, you know, and the initial stages, they're excited because they sense the grace and love of Christ, but they haven't quite been able to experience, you know, the operating software of what being a Christian represents. And so here they are, you know, they're excited and they're thinking, okay, it's all about roses and rainbows and unicorns. And it's no wonder that some of these kids, I mean, you talk about disinformation and a misrepresentation of the Christian faith. I mean, that's a sad commentary on it, but there needs to be a voice of reason that speaks out against it and say, look, I'm glad that you found Jesus, but, you know, before you get on your high horse here, you better check yourself here just a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. And we make the mistake of parading the new celebrity as the greatest thing out there instead of thinking, hey, let's help this person really become a disciple first.
Amen. Amen. I mean, because, you know, how many in the body of Christ are still learning how to be a disciple? What it is that Jesus did on that night when he washed the apostles' feet and what that represented, you know? We've got more from Dr. Michael Brown. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Well, at a time when the Bible and Christianity are considered untrustworthy, will we choose faith or follow the culture? This is the crossroads that we find ourselves in right now, and especially as the culture, you know, continues to set up its battle lines. I mean, you know, Michael Brown, we just found out that the FBI, based on some new revelations, has inserted themselves in churches, the Catholic Church specifically, looking for, you know, domestic terrorists. I mean, there's a lot coming at us right now. But if you don't know what you believe, and by that, I mean knowing and believing, if you don't, then you are going to be subject to the winds, aren't you?
Yeah, and let's even take that deeper. If you haven't really experienced God for yourself, so you understand what you believe, you have a foundation for your faith, you're ready to give answers, and you've experienced God for yourself. If not for that, then when that shaking comes, when the uncertainties come, when there's a price to pay for your faith, you're not going to make it. And something I talk about in Why So Many Christians Have Left the Faith is that I've interacted with a number of former Christians. They say they're evangelicals, they were committed Christians, they were involved either in different types of ministry or just committed believers. And all of them are either now agnostics or atheists. And when I talk with them, with rare exception, when I ask them, tell me about something you experienced as a believer that the only possible explanation you had for then was it was the hand of God, it was a miracle. You may have a different interpretation now, but tell me about some of those things that you experienced, a supernatural answer to prayer that was undeniable, or God intervening in your life. Again, you may have a different answer for it now, but when it was happening, the only way you could describe it was divine intervention.
Exactly.
And person after person I talked to didn't have any examples to give me.
Yeah.
And I thought, how is it that you've walked with God, that you were a genuine believer, that you were truly born again, that God was your Father, that Jesus was your Lord, that your prayers were answered, not every prayer all the time, but that you had prayers answered, that you had fellowship with God, and you can't point to a single thing now. You know, one guy said, well, you know, I get like goosebumps. I'm not talking about goosebumps. I'm talking about examples of divine intervention in your life. And it made me wonder, how deep was your experience in God? And then another guy, you know, had all these questions and he lost his faith. And I thought, these are the kind of questions you get answered early on in the Lord. How do
exactly.
you bypass this? You're in seminary and you bypass these basic questions that kind of everybody asks. And, you know, for me, when I got saved as a Jewish person over 51 years ago, my dad, you know, I was a heavy drug user for a couple of years. My dad said, Michael, it's good you're off drugs, but we're Jews. We don't believe this. Instantly, I'm now meeting with rabbis who are challenging my faith. That was when I'm only a few weeks old in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then when I start going to college a year and a half later, it's all secular. All my degrees, my bachelor's, master's, PhD, were all in secular universities. I never once studied with someone who agreed with me at the academic level, ever. Mm-hmm. Everybody either disagreed, some overtly challenged my faith, some were hostile. But you either learn to swim or you sink. And mm-hmm. I just said, God, I want you and your truth wherever it leads. And rather than pulling me away from the faith, it strengthened me.
Exactly.
So we need, not only do we need to know what we believe and why, but we need to have an environment, Bill, where people can come with their questions.
Exactly.
You know, I was reading a Dan Brown novel, you know, the author of Da Vinci Code, and I read a few of his books. And he's an amazing writer. I mean, he draws you into the story, but you're thinking, okay, there's this constant theme of hostility towards either God or organized religion or the church or Catholicism specifically. Something happened in this guy's life. You know, it's even in the lives of the characters in the books. I thought, something happened in this guy's life. What was it? And sure enough, get online. Didn't take long to find out. He's raised in a home where his mother went to church, where his father was a non-believer, like mathematician, scientist, something like that. And he was experiencing conflicts between his mother's faith and his father's knowledge. And according to him, he's a young teenager. He goes to talk to the Episcopalian priest, and he tells him, I'm having a problem with the contradictions between science and faith, something like that. Mm-hmm. And the priest allegedly says to him, good boys don't ask those questions.
Oh,
he's
wow.
out the door. Now, maybe there's more to that story. But what has to happen is when someone comes like that, we say, that's a great question. I'm so glad you're asking it. That means you're really thinking about things. Let's take a look at this together. That's what we have to do. And as we do, we'll find answers. We'll find the reliability of the word. We'll find the consistency and coherence of the word. We'll find the life-giving nature of the word. And we'll be able to help people overcome their doubts and questions.
Well, here's this young man. As he's growing up, and he's been dealing with this conflict for a number of years. And you think some pastor is going to, you know, throw it off in a sentence or two? You're exactly right, Michael, 100%. You know, that's when you sit down and you say, okay, this is a divine appointment. God brought this young man into my office with this question. What am I going to do with this? You know, this isn't, let's just check off a box here and say, okay, I met with this kid, you know, for 2 minutes and sent him on his way. Kumbaya. I mean, this is a serious question and a conflict that this young man had been dealing with because for years, no doubt, not something that just, you know, was, you know, that you were able to answer and brush off with, you know, a short paragraph or something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, that when someone comes with a problem or an issue, a moral contradiction they find, something that they find wrong with the church, and they're really struggling with it, if we think it's super easily answered, and they've been struggling with it for a while, it's probable either we don't understand what they're saying or we don't understand the depth of it.
Exactly.
You know, like let's just say someone really struggles with gender confusion. Whether it's because of the society that's brainwashed them, whether it's because of some conflict on the inside of them, and we just say, oh, no, you'll just get over that, or you just pray and God will make you feel better. You know, obviously, we don't know that this person is in torment or contemplating suicide. We just brush it off rather than saying, okay, well, let's talk to me. Let's find out what's going on, and I'm sure God has an answer for us. I'm sure there's a way without mutilating your body or chemically altering your body. I'm sure there's a way, there's an answer. Let's go to God together and let's dig in and let's listen to others who've changed and let's get some stories. You know, I've got resources listed in Why So Many Christians Have Left the Faith to say, okay, if you got doubts here, if you got questions here, here's a good website to go. Here's a place to go where you can get information.
Exactly.
You can get answers. And this way, look, I don't have the answers to everything. There's some areas where I'm really strong, other areas where I'm not, but I know where to point people to get the answers. And we, again, some people are going to leave. That's inevitable. People will always rebel, always fall away, etc. But there are many who are struggling that we can help come back. And my hope is when folks read the book, that one, if they're struggling themselves, they'll say, well, okay, you're talking to me in this book. There's hope. Or
yes.
If you yourself are strong, this will equip you. It'll help you understand what's going on and help you to reach out, because we don't have to just sit around and talk about the bad news. Now, that's the good thing about doing Christian radio. You don't just have to report the bad news, because God's always at work as well.
Yes.
And you know, there's always something that the Spirit is doing. So as much as people are falling away, I'm in church after church where young people are flocking because they're hungry for God. And, you know, human beings are human beings. If there's a drought and you got water, people are coming over to you.
Exactly.
Water. Even if they didn't like you before, they don't like
right.
the color of your skin. You got water and people are thirsty, or there's
yeah.
famine and you've got food. They'll come, and we've got the real deal in the gospel.
Well, two critical takeaways for me and what you just shared, Michael, is that, you know, asking questions is a good thing. The questions are good. That's positive. That shows that you're engaged, that you're interested. The second thing is that if you're being asked the question, you don't necessarily have to have the answer. You know, I find myself quite often when I am met in those situations, I'm praying to the Holy Spirit. I'm, you know, Holy Spirit, I need you. I need insight. What do you want me to do with this? And it's okay even to be vulnerable with the person, just like you said. Hey, let's go to God. You know, I don't have the answer here, but we know the Creator of heaven and earth, God Almighty, the one who created you, who says, I have a plan for you, has the answer. Let's come together. Let's be in agreement and look for God's answer on this issue. That's a, you know, somewhat novel approach. You know, that is counterculture, that says, oh, I should have all the answers. And I think that sometimes, especially with young kids, the peer group is quick to give an answer without having really a lot of experience, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, here's where we can start. Love people.
Yeah.
Love people rather than trying to be defensive and show that we're right. Love people, put them first, and God will help us to help them.
Amen. It's not about us being right. You know, and that's the thing. This is the big mistake that we make. And this is what the culture sets us up to do, is think that it's right versus wrong. When it comes down to is good, it's good or evil. And what our thoughts are doing and what we're promoting toward one another. Is it good? Is it right? Is it righteous? Or is it evil? Is it man-made? Is it coming from, you know, a human concept? Right, Michael?
Yes, absolutely. And well, is it from above or from below? And
amen.
You can show the fruit long term. Hey, this is the way the thing goes.
Well, Dr. Michael Brown, the founder and president of Ask Dr. Brown Ministries and president of Fire School Ministry. Thank you, Michael. God bless.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The